Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about living a self-sufficient life. Well, of course, there's nothing like that feeling that you have when you are self-sufficient. So many people ask the question, why pay the high price of today's living when you can make or build it yourself? Well, that's what we are hoping to do today with our guest. We are going to talk about self-sufficient living plus living as a Christian. So our bonus interview today is with Josh. He's the founder of 14-6 Community, and they are based out of the Atlanta Metro. You can visit them online at 146community.com. That's the numbers, 146, then the word community. .com. Our commercial break is brought to you today by Wade Taylor Insurance. That's Wade Taylor Insurance. Visit them online at iwanttohelpfamilies.com. iwanttohelpfamilies.com. If you happen to be in the Maryland area, that is especially for you. So today, again, we are talking about living a self-sufficient life. Now, I realize that weather is happening all over the United States right now, especially if you are on the East Coast, and we do not have Josh on the line yet. So I just want to talk about some ways or some things that you can be self-sufficient. I don't want to get into his business yet, just in case he gets a chance to get on, because I would rather you hear it from him as opposed to just reading it off of the website. So what are some things that you can be to be self-sufficient? Now, I don't know about you, but I happen to love having a garden in my backyard. I grew up in the South, and that was just the way things were. You had a garden. There was nothing like being able to go out and pick some fresh fruits or vegetables out of the yard. Now, I'm not talking about a farm, and God bless people who farm, because that's on a very grand scale. I'm talking about just a home garden. I would say maybe a third or a fourth of an acre worth of land that should be able to take care of, you know, a few family members, 2 to 4 people. So if you, too, love gardening, then you can start living a self-sufficient life. And you can start being, one, frugal with your money. And being frugal with your money means that you want to take the money that you've worked so hard for and actually spend it on things that you find to have a truer or better meaning than just the stuff that we do in today's society. One example that I've heard is, why are you going out and, you know, like renting a DVD when you can check one out from the library? Or you can, instead of paying the cost of cable, instead, you know, Netflix and chill, right? Or get Hulu or one of those types of things, or get a Roku or whatever, and just be able to do it. That there are some other ways that we can live a self-sufficient life and be able to take care of ourselves, depending on how far off the grid you want to go. Now, if we're really talking about self-sufficiency, then we're talking about living off the land and taking care of ourselves without depending on others to provide for either ourselves or for our families. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the fact that I could go in my backyard, and if my children, if I want to serve my kids some fruit for lunch, I could go in my backyard and pick something. If I wanted a salad or if I wanted a fresh vegetable for dinner, I could go in my backyard and pick it. Now, my husband used to tease me and say, you know, you have a little bit of everything back here. Are you growing meat too? And I used to just really laugh and go, well, you know, if I had more space, maybe I'd have some chickens. But it's about being able to really provide. And let me tell you, it is an awesome feeling to be able to go again in my yard and cut fresh flowers for my kitchen table, for my dining room table, for my office. It is wonderful to be able to go out and have potatoes in the ground in my backyard and be able to just reach down and get a handful of soil and be so thankful to God that He has provided for my family yet again. Awesome, awesome feeling. Well, you guys, I'm going to take my very first quick little break here. And when we come back, I'm going to go on and share what I have available about 14-6 Community. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know how much you're paying annually in hidden fees to manage your 401k? A 2% fee will eat away half of your 401k over 30 years, and average fees are an astounding 3 to 5%. So is your 401k a benefit or a liability? Is there a better way to save for retirement? One without hidden fees, taxes, or stock market losses? There is. Find out how you can save your family's financial future by calling Wade Taylor at 818-860-0661 or visit iwanttohelpfamilies.com and click on Retire with Dignity.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. And if you happen to live in the Maryland area, then that commercial was especially for you. That's Wade Taylor Insurance. iwanttohelpfamilies.com. iwanttohelpfamilies.com. So today we were supposed to speak with Josh. He is the founder of 14-6 Community. .com, and they are a Christian prepper organization based in the Atlanta metro. Well, they have a YouTube channel, and of course, who doesn't have a great YouTube channel nowadays? And I found a pretty cool video that I don't want to share with you. And you can hear Josh in his own words tell you a little bit more. Now, granted, this is called Welcome to Our Channel, Christian Prepping. So this is on the YouTube channel, okay? So you can go to YouTube and type in 1-4, a colon, and a 6, community. It's like from a Bible verse, okay? 14:6, community, on YouTube, and you will find their channel. So I'm going to go on and play this video for you. Here we go.
Hey guys, Christian Jay here. Welcome to my channel. I want to talk a little bit about what this channel is going to be about, what it's going to focus on, and kind of why I started it. So, as the name implies, I am a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and son and follower and worshiper of Yahweh, the Most High. And so I'm a Christian, and I'm a very dedicated Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. And this channel is going to be focusing on some Christian issues, but it's also going to be focusing on preparedness. I've been a prepper for a number of years now. I run a group based in the greater Atlanta area called Christian Preppers Living Intentionally. And I also run an intentional community called 14-6 Community, which comes from John chapter 14, verse 6, and Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. So I want to talk a little bit about the purpose of the channel. So it's to examine the intersection of Christianity and preparedness. So we're going to be going into topics like food storage, water storage, firearms, but we're also going to be going into topics about spiritual preparedness. It was actually a young lady, a person who helped me get saved. I was a prepper, but I wasn't saved. I wasn't a saved Christian. I wasn't even a Christian. I had been raised Christian, but I had backslid and fell away from the faith. And she said, you know, you're taking all this time and energy to prepare yourself in case, you know, the world ends, you know, with food and water and arms and all this stuff. But what are you doing to prepare your soul? What's the point if the world ends and you survive an extra year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever the case may be? What's the point of doing that? Just to die and burn eternally in hell. And so I thought about what she said, and I said, you know what, you're 100% right. Being prepared, and preparedness is not just about preparing your physical self, preparing your physical home, but it's preparing your spiritual self, your soul, preparing the home that your spirit has while you're here on this earth, so that when you die and you go to Yahweh, and you are judged accordingly. And so, in this channel, I want to explore the intersection of Christianity and preparedness. There's going to be a lot of prepping stuff that's not specific to Christianity. There's going to be some Christian stuff that believers, and I hope non-believers, will find interesting and enlightening and fulfilling as well. And yeah, I hope to just share what we're doing here at 14-6, the community that we're building. It's currently in a phase, it's currently in a season where it's a suburban homestead preparedness type environment. So we're going to be going over the animals and the farming and all these different stuff that we're currently doing and building toward as well. And a lot of it's being built right now, so we're going to share that with you in real time and show the progress of, you know, how do you have, we currently have a facility here in the suburbs of the greater Atlanta area with about a third of an acre of land, so not a whole lot, but how do you take a quarter acre in a backyard kind of fenced in and turn that into a food production system in the vein of preparedness that's going to help not only in good times, in times of plenty, but in times of lack as well. And how do you use that as a model of sustainability, and I'm not using that in a liberal leftist type way, in a model of sustainability to extrapolate to a larger facility, which we're going to, God willing, be moving into in 2017. So how do we use this as a foundational model towards what we want to build? So I encourage you all to follow our journey, follow what we're doing, the preps that we're doing, both spiritual and physical, and get whatever you can out of the channel. And I thank you so much for your time and for joining us. Bye-bye for now.
All right. So I hope that gave you a really good idea of what they're doing over there at 14-6 Community. And if you happen to be in the Atlanta Metro, you can stop by and say, hey, you know, I heard about you on that show with Dr. Angela, and pretty cool interview, if that's what you think. Or, hey, I want to know more about prepping. Or, I want to know more about being a Christian. Or, I'm a Christian, and I want to know how I can be a Christian and be a prepper at the same time. So I think that with that being said, there's not too much more that I personally can add to it other than if you want to know more, they do have an FAQ section on their website, 14-6community.com. You can click on who we are or their frequently asked questions, and they do map it all out for you, like what their vision is, what their mission is, what their purpose is. And I do like under purpose, they explain about self-sufficiency, their values, and they go into all of that and what it means to be a religious person, to be off the grid, what it means to live in end time times, and all of that. So if that's something that you think that you would like to know more about, please be sure, like I said, to visit 14-6community.com and let them know that you did hear about them here on Dr. Angela. Well, you guys, thank you so much for visiting with me here once again. If nothing else, I hope that this show has not only sparked a little bit of interest as far as taking care of you and your family and preparing for end times, but perhaps a little bit of gardening as well, because it is such a wonderful thing to be connected with nature and spend some really, really great quiet time with the Creator while you're out there tilling the soil. And as always, may the Lord continue to bless you. May you find His face shining upon you and His grace and mercy always surround you. Until next time, have an awesome day, you guys. Bye-bye.